Okay, so first question is, what are some of the main parts of your character's identity? So the main character in my book's name is Baby, and she is really like her, she lives together with her dad, and they're like not very well off because her dad's like only 26. He had her when she was like 15, so they're like pretty like poor, I guess you could say. They just kind of move around a lot. But she's like super optimistic about everything, and she tries to look at the positive side of stuff. And she's also like, I would say, like a little mature for her age, just because of the situation she's in. She does have to like look after herself a lot.
Yeah, I think she is like more mature than her dad in some ways, just because he isn't really like a father figure, so she kind of has to take control most of the time.
Wait, how old is she? She's 30.
She's 12.
Oh yeah, she 12, turns 12 yeah. In like the beginning of the book.
Yeah, she's 12.
Okay. Okay, so in my book, The Kite Runner, my main character's name Amir, and he's, I think he's like 11 or something. I think somewhere in there. He's intelligent due to his father, because his father's a wealthy like developer builder man in Afghanistan. He's overprotective too, and he can become very jealous when it comes to his father. And he has a big heart for others. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, Aiden.
First question. So, the main character in my book is Darrow. He is a 16-year-old boy who is part of a basically colony of miners. Red Rising. From Red Rising.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, part of a colony of miners. He is a. He's known as a hell diver, which, I don't know.
So does he like cause a lot of trouble then? Or?
Not so far.
Not so far.
Does he have other people in his life?
Yeah, he has a, his uncle, his wife, his wife's family.
Does he have kids?
He does not.
His characteristics towards his wife and stuff? Like, does it say anything about that? Like,
he loves and cares for his wife. He has rough relationships with his uncle, but basically, he's, his father was killed by the government that controls all the colonies, basically.
Oh.
For, for dancing.
Oh, so you're not allowed to dance, like, in there.
No.
Are the other characters in this book, like, really relevant, or to the story?
They will be.
Oh, okay.
They just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, so I guess we can
second question?
So do you think the main character in your story is proud of their identity, and why or why not? So I think in Lullabies for Little Criminals, I think Baby is proud of her identity because of her optimism towards her situation. And I think like she's aware that she doesn't live the most privileged life, but the way she acts and like the situation she's in makes it seem like, you know, like, she's okay with that, and like, you know, she loves everyone who's around her, like regardless of like where they come from.
I think she's still really young, so she doesn't really have any like shame for being kind of more poor.
Yeah, so, that's true. She hasn't really like
experienced, like,
but like she's a good kid.
But she is a good kid. Yeah, okay. She's like creative and like she's pretty smart, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. For my character, I think he has like mixed feelings about his identity because he loves to write and read, and he's proud of it. But from his father's perspective, his father wants him to be like athletic, like how he was when he was a kid, so it kind of puts a strain towards like how he feels about himself. But he also has people who like appreciate his accomplishments of writing, so it's like, I guess, mixed feelings towards it.
So his family is just like kind of like, oh, well, no, you have to be like
he
us.
Does he just has his father. His mother died at when during birth.
Yeah.
So his father's like, I want you to like soccer and this and like no kid your age likes to write and stuff. So
he like kind of wants to do his own thing and he wants to be part of that, but he also wants to like stay with his family.
Yeah, when his because he looks so like up to his father so much that he doesn't want to like disappoint him. And he just feels like his father doesn't love him as much as he wants him to.
Yeah,
and stuff because he feels like he can't like
ever like meet his expectations. Yeah, yeah. Aiden.
Darryl is quite proud of his position as a hell diver, and he's also very competitive, trying to eat all the other colonies, I think, so that they can get better food and stuff.
So you think he's like proud of his identity because he's like good at what he does?
So far, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He always puts his life at risk. At one point to try to beat the other guys.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's pretty proud of everything he does. He's proud of his identity.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Emily, you can answer this one, I guess, because I've kind of answered the other two. How do you think the personalities and behavior of your main character's family and inner circle have influenced your main character's identity?
I think that her Jules is like not really there.
Oh, yeah, Jules is her dad.
Yeah,
her
dad. Okay. He's not really like there a lot of the time, and he kind of like lies to her. Like when he got out of the hospital, he was like, no more drugs, but then she found out he was still doing heroin and stuff. So she's kind of just relied on herself, not on her dad, and it's kind of like shaped her for the way she is right now.
Yeah, she's definitely, like, self-reliant and, like, because, like, really all she has is, like, her dad and her dad's friends, which are, like,
she's
exactly
no siblings.
Her dad.
She doesn't have any, like,
her mom
role models.
Died, like, a year after she was born. So, like,
she kind of has to be her own role model.
She's, like, her own role model, and she kind of, like, relies on herself in that way, because her dad, like, she knows her dad, like, isn't the best role model for her. And, like, I think she wants to be better than that, so she's, like, pretty, like, self-reliant.
She's really, like, observant, too, because, like, even though he hasn't said that, he's, like, does heroin.
Yeah,
she,
like, explicitly said it, but, like,
even
knows.
Though she's only 12, she still, like, knows all that stuff, which is kind of, like, surprising, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Amir, the main character, because his dad is very, like, wealthy and well-known in Afghanistan, is very successful, and he's done a lot for the community by, like, building orphanages and stuff and becoming very successful and like proving people wrong because so many people told his dad that he would go nowhere and stuff, so it's made him look up to his father and like see that, and he gets to see like that side of living where like that side of living like of success. I'm trying to word it right.
Yeah, I know.
And it's made him
more aware.
Yeah, more aware of what's going on and like the good in the world and stuff like that, and from his father being so wise, he learns so much and he gets experience so much than other kids in Afghanistan because there's some that can't afford to like do as
like
much
well
as he
off.
Can.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
All right. So Darrow is very influenced by his father and especially after his father got hanged in the past. And his family overall treated him being rather
sense
of freedom.
In what ways has his dad like influenced him? Like has he made him a better person?
I read this.
Like since his dad died, do you think like that's kind of like guided him to be like the person he's become. He wants to like do better like for his dad.
Yeah, sure.
So the next question is, how do you think the main character feels about their family or inner circle? And I think like in the first couple pages of the book, Baby like says that her dad is like a big brother to her. So I think like she loves him, but like not as like a dad. Like he's not like a great father figure, and I think she like recognizes that. They're more like they more like act like siblings together, like friends.
Her and her dad.
Yeah, her and her dad.
It's like she doesn't really have an idea of like what family is, so. She kind of just
goes with
it.
She figures stuff out on her own. But she like still loves her dad a lot.
Yeah.
But just like not in the way that
dad.
Normal, like just a normal
father daughter relationship, right?
I feel like mine's kind of like the last answer. Like he Amir looks up to his father, but also is kind of like intimidated him from him because how he views Amir. He also has like a sort of brother because they're just grown up together who is like physical problems with like his body, and I feel like growing up with him has made him see the world differently, because like we'll see people differently, I mean, because Amir is always getting like teased and bullied about his appearance, so he sees people for like who they are, not what they look like. I guess.
Yeah, sure. Good. You did.
All right. The main character family in the circle. He's a very close relationship with his wife. While he respects his uncle as his like supervisor in the mines, he doesn't really like him.
But you said earlier he like loves his wife though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't like his uncle then?
His uncle, yes. I said uncle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has his uncle done that's kinda
like, I just like made fun of him and
gives him a hard time.
Kind of being a coward.
Oh, sure. So is like the protagonist in your book like kind of an underdog?
Yes.
In a way?
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
He's definitely an underdog.
Yeah. Alright.
Society overall.
So if you guys were in the position of the main character, do you think you would look up to their family and inner circle, and why or why not? So I feel like for me, I'd probably feel the same way that Jules does about her father. Like, obviously, I want to like keep my family close to me, especially since her dad is like the only person that she really has. But I feel like I probably like again just like Jules does. Like, I wouldn't really use him as a role model, or just like maybe because I wouldn't use him as a role model. Because like I don't know. I think like if you like figure out at such a young age that your dad's like into hardcore drugs, you're kind of like
skeptical. He's kind of like choices, an example of what not to do most of the time.
Yeah, and I think she kind of recognizes that too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
she's kind of her own person. She doesn't really go the way her dad does right now, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. Me personally, I think I would look up to my family because of who the father is and like what he does for people and how he views life in like a positive and wise way, and that even though like when he was younger he experienced like he did bad things, it made him grow as a person to see people in like the good way, like in to find the good in a person. So I think I would definitely look up to my family. And
yeah, I mean like he seems like a good role model.
No, like he's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not that far in the story to really like understand like if there's a bad
if
part
there's a
of
bad
him.
Side to
yeah,
him.
But at like, this point,
I mean, I guess he is like influent, trying to
yeah,
you
he's
know,
trying
get
to influence
son to
his
do
son
what he's doing. But like,
yeah,
I feel
just,
like
kind
that's
of the one
like,
con. It's just like
yeah,
he's wanting his son not to be like who his son
true.
Is meant to be.
Is he doing it out of like love though? Like, does he?
I
just looking out for his son. And, like,
I feel like he's doing it out of love because he saw his son like get in trouble and he noticed he couldn't defend himself.
Yeah,
so
he like
just
doesn't want him to struggle.
To struggle, yeah. So he wants him to be more athletic and like into like more manlier stuff than writing and stuff.
Yeah. Eden?
Five?
Yeah, number five, yeah.
Okay. I think that I would look up to his family. Yeah.
Maybe his uncle.
Yeah, maybe his uncle, right?
I don't know.
No.
What did his father do again?
His father,
did they say?
Did a forbidden dance in public and was hanged.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
Did it talk about his father at all, like what he was
a
like?
A lot, yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but...
Well, he clearly, like, loves his father a lot, yes. And he, like, misses him. So he probably does use him as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like... would his uncle be a role model in any way?
Not so much a role model, no.
Yeah. Sure.
Just family, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then lastly, what connections are there between your own identity and then your main character's identity? And do you think that you're much like the main character in your story? And I know, like, I obviously, like, don't have the same background that, like, Baby and Jules do, but I feel like I'm, like, pretty optimistic, just like Baby. And so I feel like that's kind of how we're similar. Emily?
Yeah, I think that when something bad happens, Baby kind of just looks at the positive side instead of the negative side and tries to, like, figure out her own way to, like, fix the situation. I'm kind of like that in some way. But yeah, same with me. I don't really have the same background that Baby has.
I don't really, like, relate to them, but, like, I can appreciate, like, what
you can find certain factors in what she is, right? I think I can relate to the main character because he connects to, like, certain people in his life very closely and, like, it's very, like, overprotective of people. And he also likes to take initiative in situations. Which I do. I like to. And he doesn't like any conflict or trouble, which is one thing that I can't stand. I hate conflict. So I think I can relate with him in those ways.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden?
Do you think you can relate to the main character?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're both teenagers. We both have an inflated image of ourselves, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And... can relate to his love for his family, and I don't think I'm that much like the main character, because I tend to think things through a lot more and try to not take unnecessary risks.
Oh, so does he do a lot of things just, like, impulsively? He's just like, okay, I'll go for it.
So far, a few things.
Yeah.
One or two.
Sure. But you can, again, just like we can, like, you can find similarities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, any other questions? No.
All right. Just end it?
Yeah, good time. What else